Do you know when Danny might have met this person, or when they started talking? He shook his head emphatically, still not daring to make eye contact. Are you online, Richard? Have you ever received an email from Miss Avalon? I just bought my first personal computer. I'm pretty good with some of the software, but I'm not that comfortable on the web yet. In fact, I was thinking that maybe one afternoon I'd have Danny show me the ropes. It could be a way of bonding. You never received an email from Miss Avalon, Rainey repeated. No? Why would I? That's all. We're done with you. Rainey gave a little shoo-shoo motion with her hands. Richard Mann nodded gratefully, hesitated one more moment as if he thought she might change her mind, then made a beeline back to his companions. No doubt he'd tell them he'd just been an invaluable source of help to the police investigation into this hideous crime. No doubt they'd smooth Pretty Boy's ruffled feathers and puff him back up to the image of the man he wanted to be. Personally, Rainey was fed up with his incompetence. She turned back to Quincy. She rubbed her temples, where she was starting to get one hell of a headache. Female, huh? Female influence using Melissa Avalon's own email address to contact Danny. We're not thinking Miss Avalon helped plan her own death with an unmarked bullet, are we? No. We're thinking email addresses are a very easy thing to hijack. And what better way to impress a budding young hacker like Danny? Oh, good. I'd hoped that's what we were thinking. Now, just out of curiosity, who do we think did it? We don't have a clue. But he might be a she? I don't know. The kids reported a mysterious man in black, not a woman, and even 7-year-olds ought to know the difference. Unless she dressed up as a he. Quincy had a strange smile on his face. Cross-dressing psychopaths aren't as uncommon as you would think. Great. More ambiguity. That's just what this case needs. Van der Zanden next? Maybe Mrs. Van der Zanden? By all means, lead the way.